How are you all doing this fine afternoon? Great. How are you doing? How are you doing, Marge? Great. Just fine. How are you doing? Very well. Larry, how are you doing? Fantastic. So I just did that because every day we were in Memphis, we were greeted by total strangers, whether we were walking on the street or in a building, and they would just come up to us and say, "Oh, how are you doing today? Good to see you." And so we all decided to return the favor, and I took it one step further by, during our car rides, I would just yell out the window to random people on the street, say, "How are you doing?" That's one thing we learned in Memphis, and that's one of the reasons why I want to go back and help out. This mission trip to Memphis was maybe my fourth and last one as a youth, but it's also one of the most eye-opening ones. We spent the past week working with issues of food justice, as Talitha mentioned. We worked on three different farms and plots, two with Roots Memphis, which was the organization we worked with. We worked on every step from farm to table, so planting, the harvesting, the packing, and the distributing, and the eating of food. We also visited the famous, well-known St. Jude's Research Hospital. We took a tour and got to see the great work they do. And we served a meal to the homeless in the church, Idyllwild Church, that we stayed at. And we also packed farm bags at a local food hub. I can go on and on about this, but I'm going to pass that job on to the other youth, who will give you a day-to-day analysis of the fun activities and work that we did during the trip. But first, there are some people I need to thank. First off, I need to personally thank Anna Santos. Is she here? Anna, stand up. She's one of our great youth group advisors, and without her tremendous help, we wouldn't have been able to go to Memphis, as she's the one that had all the connections there. She unfortunately couldn't go, but she was... She experienced the joyous and fun of the bar examination. Well, let's pray that her hard work paid off, and I'm sure it did. So, and lastly, on behalf of the entire youth group, I would like to thank all of you for all your help and donations and such for being able to send us on this great, spectacular trip. So now I'm gonna give it off to the rest of the youth group to tell you about our days in Memphis. Up.
Hello. So I'm talking about Sunday, our first full day in Memphis. So Sunday was a fantastic start to our long week there. We attended two church services, one at Idyllwild Presbyterian Church, who were hosting us, and then a second one at Shady Grove Presbyterian Church, which had a more laid back and kind of relaxed vibe, just kind of come as you are. After both services, we had lunch at Gus's Fried Chicken and were joined by a few members of Shady Grove's community. The church was outstanding, and the chance to meet some people from Memphis was really cool. The main destination of the day was the Civil Rights Museum, and it was incredible. I loved it, despite the sadness looming over many of the exhibits. It was very cool to stand in Martin Luther King Jr.'s hotel room on one side of the street and in the very place that his assassin shot him on the other side. That night, the fire alarm in the church started, and we could not get it to go off, causing a big problem and everyone to get angry at each other. It happened for a while, but it finally went off eventually, and everything was okay after that. We call it the unutterable. Overall, that's the fire alarm. Overall, Sunday was full of memories, good and bad, that none of us will soon forget. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Zoe, and on Monday, we worked at the Greenleaf Learning Farm, which was a part of the Knowledge Quest program in South Memphis, which is one of the largest food deserts. And they have a lot of low-income neighborhoods there, And Knowledge Quest, just talking to the people was super cool because they all were like, it was an after school program that helps out all these underprivileged teens and youth. And so at the farm, we met Mr. Walter
Gates.
Yeah, Walter Gates. And he was just an incredible man and was so kind-hearted and hardworking. He would never let somebody who came and visited the farm live empty-handed. And he donated a bunch of vegetables to seniors who couldn't afford it. And while we were working there, we just did some, you know, like filling, hoeing, weeding, all the basic stuff at like a small-ish part of the garden. And after that was done in about a quarter of the time that he expected us to do it, we did the real work, which was, you know, getting a bunch of the stuff out of this overgrown area. And this very kind woman who lived next door gave us a bunch of brownies and lemon cake, and she didn't even know who we were. She just gave us something because she heard that we are volunteers, and by the way, it was really delicious. And just afterwards, Mr. Gates told us how the work that we did in that 4 hours would have taken him weeks with hired expensive help. And knowing that we made that difference for him, and he had said that it was a very hard season, that we made a difference and also got a bunch of fresh produce out to these people. And he had said that the garden was like a burst of life to the neighborhood. And it's because, you know, imagine like a kind of low-income neighborhood, and it's kind of dead grass, you know, dead trees, kind of rundown houses. And this area was so full of life, and it brought so much, like a renaissance of life to this area. And that's where the phrase, finding light, return to life, light came from. And then later, we went to the church across the street. And then later we went to Rhodes College, and they had their own little garden. And someone who was from Oakland gave us a tour, which was really cool. And then we went swimming in their awesome pool and played some fun category games and with some very surprising answers. And and yeah, so that's it, basically. Thank you.
Hi there. All right, so I'm a little nervous up here, so give me a little bit of a break for that. On Tuesday, we went to a community organization called Roots Memphis, where we harvested, cleared out, and collected new seeds for the next year's planting. We collected a lot of chard. A lot of chard. Then we took out all of the dead chard. Again, a lot of chard. Later, the seeds that we had, we took good dirt and we put the seeds inside of a little potted plants, I guess, and set them out for later to be planted again. Then all of the dead chard, we loaded up in the back of the truck and we took it across to the compost pile where we unloaded it and let nature do its work. Later that day, after a long day of dirt, sweat, and chard, we went to St. Jude Children's Hospital and Research Center, where we met a lot of interesting facts and kids and had a really good lunch. After a while of a tour through St. Jude's Hospital, we came across a ABC's list of what the kids thought each letter stood for. Many of them were sad and eye-opening, such as C, which they saw to stand for cancer. But some of them were a lot cuter and less morbid, but overall, it was a very touching moment seeing their ABCs. We had a really good lunch. Their cafeteria there was a very integrated community. Everyone from the doctors to the nurses to the kids' parents all could eat in the same place and have a wonderful meal. I noticed everyone overate because it was so delicious. And that day was a great day seeing all the kids there. And I'll pass it off to Carly.
I'm Carly, as most of you know. I'm going to be talking about Thursday, which was one of my favorite work days. On Thursday, we helped organize and prepare a storage area for a farmer's market that we went to on Saturday, which was at a church. And this is some pictures of us helping them, and we painted over a lot of graffiti. Well, not a lot, but some graffiti. And we painted other cute little signs for the farmer's market. And then in the afternoon, we went to a place called Bring It Food Hub. And there, I don't know how many of you have like, received those farmer's boxes. Some people have. I know my family has. But we essentially helped make bags that were like the farmer's boxes. So they got fresh fruits and vegetables from local farmers, and we helped package them. So we packaged bell peppers, beans, peaches, tomatoes, a bunch of other delicious fresh fruits and vegetables. And then some of those bags went to a place called the Church Health Center, which is a really awesome place. And that is a lady named Kimberly, and she told us about the health center. And later, some of us went to go visit it. And it was a really awesome place. It's like the YMCA, but 10 times cooler. They have doctors on site, and they have a swimming pool, and yoga classrooms, dance classrooms, recreation area for the kids and infants, and classrooms. And they have a gym, and they've got little mini weight machines for the children, and they've got rowing machines for Chris. And they also have this really cool cooking classroom. There's a picture of it there. And that's where some of the bags went, because a lot of people say, oh, it's so expensive to eat healthy, so I'm just gonna go get takeout from McDonald's. But it's really important to eat healthy food so it can fuel your bodies. And so some of the bags that we packed went there. And they have a cooking class there run by a wonderful lady, and she teaches them how to make good, healthy food that isn't expensive so that they can eat healthily and also support local farmers. That's a picture of the gym. And in the evening, we went back to the church that we were being hosted at called Idlewild, and they had a really cool dinner there called More Than a Meal for the homeless and other low-income families to go, and it was a free meal, and people lined up at the doors, and then they came in, and they sat down, and we were the ones that served them, so it wasn't like a normal soup kitchen where they go and like line up, and they have to get their own food and eat and then leave. They got to sit down and be served by us, so they felt like normal people in a normal restaurant. Next is Karen talking about Friday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Karen. And on Friday, we went to a farm where we helped out. Can you hear me now? I'm Karen. I'm going to talk about Friday. On Friday, we went to a farm where we helped out two wonderful people, Bryce and Noreen. And there's a picture of them there. And Bryce had lost a lot of his dexterity in his hands. He actually lost an entire hand when he was electrocuted from a power line while he was a carpenter. So we went there and we helped them out. We dug trenches so that they could irrigate their beds without having to go around and water them with the hose, which was pretty heavy. We bundled up chard. and we built some more boxes, so we started by mowing, and we tilled the ground so we could put tarps down. We built the boxes. That's us putting down the ground cover. And we put down the actual boxes as well. And that's a picture of chicks with power tools.
So we are having a little bit of a technical issue at the moment. So the slideshow that talks about our fun day, which was Wednesday, is going to come later in the service after we do some other things. So we're going to move on and come back to it. Oh, and this is Elvis. He's our friend. Yes. We're going to talk more about that later when we show the slideshow.
I would like to give a big thanks to all the youth who worked hard. As I believe it was Zoe hinted at, they exceeded expectations wherever we went. It was kind of incredible. Did participate in every step, not in order and not all in the space of 1 week. So it's not like we created tomatoes from seed in 1 week, but no, in the space of 1 week, we participated in tilling, in planting, in building, in irrigating, in weeding and harvesting and feeding. In fact, some of the tomatoes we harvested and some of the chard that we harvested were part of the meal that we had at Idlewild Presbyterian Church, at more than a meal. And some more of the chard that we harvested went to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, where it would be served up the next day. So we didn't eat it that day, but it would be used for the next day. So we were just able to participate in a lot of God's good work that's being done there in a unique way, different from what we're doing in Oakland. We're excited about hooking up with some of the organizations that are doing similar work in Oakland and seeing how we can have God's mission happening here in a unique way, but really grateful for the chance to see what was going on in Memphis. And before we end, I just have to say a big thank you to Anna Santos, Nikki Hicks, Dave McEwen, and Debbie Fallahy. If you would stand up and be applauded, I think that would be good. I couldn't have done it without.